The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.
Up next on the Believer's Walk of Faith.
This is the attitude you have to have watch this, strong faith. Now, you can have weak faith, you can do that. But if you're going to have strong faith and tell the devil what to do, it's in the book.
Hello, I'm Bill Winston, and welcome to the Believer's Walk of Faith, where we walk by faith and not by sight. Well, today's message is entitled Developing Strong Faith. Now, I'm going to show you some of the hindrances to faith so that you can remove all of those kinds of things out of your life. God has planned for you to have great faith. Now, this teaching is going to teach you exactly how to develop strong faith. Get your Bibles and pencils and papers ready. Let's go into it. It's called Developing Strong Faith.
The idea about strong faith is that the assumption is that you're going into Canaan. And in Canaan, there are giants. And let's just assume they are not your friends. Yet, they have what belongs to you. And you're going to have to take it by faith. And the only faith that can take that belongs to people from that land of Canaan is going to have to be strong faith. When you have strong faith, it means you can have it the way you want it. You dictate the terms. You call the shots. All right, let's look at Romans chapter 4. I'll start reading at verse 17. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against in hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations, according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead, when he was about 100 years old, and neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb, he staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, underline that, giving glory to God. And being fully persuaded that what he had promised, he was also able to perform. And over in Ephesians chapter 6, we see in verse 10, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. I want you to be able to connect those two scriptures together, because you can't be strong in the Lord without being strong in faith. I want you to connect these two together. Now, again, faith is vital, and it's vital for the believer. And here's some of the things that I talked about faith. That it says that over in Acts chapter 26 and verse 18, that we're sanctified by faith. Over in Hebrews 11:6, you can't please God without faith. It says over in Galatians 3:14 that we receive the promise of the Spirit through faith. In Romans chapter 1:17, he said, the just shall live, how? By faith. In 2 Corinthians 5:17, that we walk by faith. In Romans chapter 3:28 and Romans 5:1, he said that we are justified by faith. You know what justified means? It means made righteous. It means made righteous. Say, I'm made righteous. You can say, I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. And you can say it by faith. He said also in Romans chapter 12 and verse 3 that we have the measure of faith. In Romans 10:8, he said, we preach the word of faith. In 2 Corinthians chapter 1:24, he said, by faith we stand. Glory to God. In Romans 14:23, that whatever is not of faith is sin. In Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 16, he said, taking the shield of faith. And he said in Colossians 2:7, we are established in the faith. In 1 Peter chapter 1:9, he said, you receive the end of your faith. In 1 Peter chapter 5:9, he says that we resist the devil by faith. So if you don't have faith, you can't resist the devil. That's what he just told me. And here, I just put an extra one down there for myself. It's called crazy faith. Oh, Lord, crazy faith of people whose minds are no longer governed by what they see. That's a person with some crazy faith. So faith is important. And it's important to every believer in any church that you may go into. The faith must be taught. What faith is, how faith comes, and how to make it work. So as we look at this, we look at those two verses in Romans chapter 4 and Ephesians chapter 10 that we just went through, that we don't start out with strong faith. It said first, I think it was in Romans chapter 4 again. He said in verse 19, he said, being not weak in faith. It wasn't weak in faith. So that is possible that somebody could be weak in faith. But Abraham didn't start out being strong in faith. That's my point. My point to you is in 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3, Paul talks about the faith. And he said, thy faith groweth exceedingly. So whatever measure of faith God gives you, he is counting on you to grow that faith. He is not counting on you to have that faith to stay weak. No. People who have not grown in faith. Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 3, please, in verse 1. He said, I, brethren, could not speak unto you as spiritual, but as carnal, even as to babes in Christ. He said, I have fed you with milk and not with meat. For hitherto you were not able to bear it, neither yet now are you able. For you are yet carnal. For whereas there is among you envying and strife, divisions, are you not yet carnal and walk as mere men? That's what it says in the Amplified. Now, it's kind of interesting because division is nothing but racism. So if you're a racist, you are carnal. And if you are carnal, you can never develop strong faith. Can I get an amen in this house? No. Once you develop strong faith, you go from your flesh to your spirit. And I don't know whether you know it or not, but your spirit looks like Jesus. You were born of him. You were born of the seed of the Word of God. You look just like Jesus. The only thing outside different is your pigmentation, your color, so forth and so on. But that's not the real you. Say amen. Amen. But people who think it's the real them are carnal. And when they're carnal, they're not going to be able to receive certain things. Galatians chapter 4, verse 1. They're not going to be able to receive certain things. Look what it says. Now I say that the heir, this is you, as long as he's a child, differs nothing from a servant, though he be Lord of all. Let's take that same verse and put it up there in the Amplified translation, please. He said, now, what I mean is this, that as long as the inheritor, the heir, is a child, childish, and underage, he does not differ from a slave, although he's the master of the whole estate. This earth does not belong to Satan. It belongs to God and his family. Got it? It belongs to God and his family. But I told you something about great faith. I said this. I said this strong faith that we're talking about here is this faith that it means that you can have it the way you want it. Nothing is supposed to take place in this earth without your permission. One more time. Nothing is supposed to take place on this planet without your permission. God even told you something. Whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. Say amen to this. Nothing, not a thing, not a storm, not an Al-Qaeda, not a ISIS, not a nothing without your permission. Now this, I'm going to show you how far the church has been down there. But there's a reason for it. There's a reason for the church has been down. But how many of you know we're coming out? Yeah. I'm coming out. All right. So what am I saying? What has happened? Most Christians have never grown. Number one, why? Because they were never fed. They were never fed. They were never fed, man. Thank God for the big choir. But it won't grow yet. I mean, sure enough, I mean, that's why in terms of praise and worship, I like to speak the word. I like to speak the word, man. I like you to sing the word. You know, and that some of them songs, we need to remix those things because that, I run through the and run on the wall. Great is the army that carries out God. I mean, some they might sound like they're kind of corny or something, but they're faith builders. I am an example. That's all I knew. That's all I grew up on. But sometimes today we have some shows. But the Christian, meanwhile, still broke, still in debt, still in there, and fussing at one another and fussing over a seat. When they ought to buy the whole place and just get through it. No, it's what they've been taught nothing. And I'm telling you, I can get you going and never have a scripture. Mama went home that night. I can get you going and somebody will shout. And they ain't mentioned one scripture. The Bible says in Matthew 4:4, says, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And when you preach it, you got to preach the whole counsel of God. The whole, a balanced word. You got to preach from Genesis to Revelation. Got to preach the whole thing. See? Because if you don't, and just preach all the Twinkies and goodies, then what you got over there is a lot of goodies and a lot of sin. Ain't no holiness. Is that the right bunch I'm talking to? Now this is the biggest reason. Now he said that they, you know, when they're babies, when they're not still on milk and having little faith and so forth like that, they can't go in there and take their stuff back. You can't go in there. And the idea about it is you have got to take stuff. Look at Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. He's talking about that up from the days of John the Baptist, even till now, the kingdom of heaven suffereth violence. And the violence is going to have to do what? You're going to have to take it, man. You're going to have to take it. The devil is not giving up your healing. You have to take that thing. You're going to have to say right there in the midst of that report, in the midst of that x-ray, you're going to have to say something about your healing. And if you are weak in faith, you will not say that because you'll feel intimidated. Y'all came for the word, didn't you? Say it's in the word. Oh, we can do this, saints. You just got to get something to eat. Man, them Twinkies, you can't run the marathon on Twinkies. Are you following what I'm saying? You need some beans, butter beans, squash, turnip greens, cornbread. See there, you about to go now. Amen. Praise God. Praise God, Pastor. Amen. All right, I've just put a little humor there, but you follow what I'm saying? That every time he changed their location from Egypt to the wilderness to Canaan, he changed their diet. He changed their diet. You can't be in Canaan eating manna. It won't work, folks. All right, so most Christians never grow because most Christians have never been fed. All right? Now, 1 Peter 2 and 2 says, for us to desire the sincere milk of the word that we may grow thereby. God plans on you to grow. You can't be a 40-year-old Christian coming in here with a diaper on. Talking about Baba. Okay? That's we're not gonna do that anymore. Okay? Now, what is another reason why people don't grow? Because they've never acted on the word. They've never acted on the word. And that's very important. That we not only hear this, but act on it. And I think that is a piece that in my life I was determined to do. I was determined that I'm going to act on this. I may not be totally convinced of this, but I'm going to act. I'm going to do something. I just cannot fathom being in this kingdom, having a faith that can move a mountain, and I'm never going to try it. And it takes, like I said, crazy faith. You got to be able to point at your wallet on the table. You know what I'm saying? You got to take that checkbook and point at that checkbook and tell your bank account what to do. Let's look at Hebrews, in Hebrews chapter 5. And look at Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12, please. Right. These are some scriptures there. He said, for when the time you ought to be teachers, you have need of one teach you again, which be of the first principles of the oracles of God, and are become such as have need of milk and not of strong meat. For everyone that uses milk is what? Unskillful in the word of righteousness, for he is a who? Baby. But strong meat belongs to them that are of full age, even those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Say amen to that. Amen. James chapter 1, verse 22. I'm giving you all of this because I'm giving you the reason that we need to teach this. We need to go into it. Why? Because the church, instead of being the place of influence, a lot of times the church has been a place of ridicule. We've been laughed at. They don't come by here except when the election time comes. And so what you have to do is, well, wait a minute. You're supposed to come to me all the time. Matter of fact, I'm supposed to be leading this parade here because I have the wisdom of God in me. Say amen to that. Now, you're not trying to put anybody down, but you are trying to lift Jesus up. But be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. Watch this. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he's like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgets what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be what? Blessed indeed. He promises you that. He said, if you act on my word, you'll not be ashamed. Say amen to that. Amen. And believe means unqualified committal. It's unqualified. It's unqualified. It doesn't care what extent I have to believe, but it's unqualified. I'm going to believe it anyway. Well, suppose it don't work. I'm going to believe it anyway. It's unqualified. And when you really believe, you'll act. You will act. You will not, you cannot sit there. You will do something. So what do you do? How do you do this? So let's just take an example. So a headache comes. Honey, excuse me, honey, you have any Tylenol? Yeah, okay. Instead of asking for that first, ask, do you have a Bible first? So you do you have a Bible? Are you following what I'm saying? And then go through a few scriptures on, you know, healing and how God took your pain and so forth like that. And just start trying to work your faith. Because you have it. A lot of times people have it, but they're just sitting on it. They won't act on it. And it's not meant that you hear this much word with no action. That's not meant, folks. And somebody said, well, that runs in my family. Get it out. Change families. Just get it out. Man, you said, you know, and the devil will tell you in a minute he's going to kill you. So you just may as well get over that. This word is not true because it worked for you.
That's right.
It's true anyhow.
That's right.
Whether you never work it, just to think it's true, man.
That's right.
I ain't putting my faith in what Joe Doe did. Am I right about it? So I'm doing this now because I'm tearing down all these sacred cows. Because people come in here with all that kind of, well, my church said this. Your church said it. If it's not in this book, tell your church. This is the attitude you have to have. To have, watch this, strong faith. Now, you're going to have weak faith, you can do that. But if you're going to have strong faith and tell the devil what to do, it's in the book. Get the book. Open the book. Isn't this good? How to develop strong faith. But was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Well, I trust that you were blessed by this powerful message. Now, today is offering day on the broadcast. This is a time we give you, the listening audience, or those that are being blessed by this broadcast, an opportunity to sow seed into this ministry. We are doing a worldwide work. Praise God. And it takes money to do it. As you sow your seed, you're making an investment, not only in this ministry and in the kingdom, but you're making an investment in people's lives. People are able to actually be a benefit off of the teachings that we're doing because we're able to go there. Praise God. Well, as I was sowing into the kingdom and learned the process of sowing and reaping, I learned that I cannot take my confession and go against what I believe is being done. In other words, if I sow a seed, I can't say, you know, I can't ever get these bills paid, or, you know, none of this ever works for me, or, you know, I bet you as soon as I sow this seed, I'll get laid off. You know, you can't say things like that. You got to say, hey,
I've given, and now it is given unto me. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Men are giving into my bosom. I remember the confession was really taught to me when I spoke to my bills. I took my bills and I put them on the table, you know. I heard this man's teaching about how he did that. And then I remember going out one winter day when my car wouldn't start and spoke to it, and it started. And then I said, if it'll start, my car will start with words, then my bills can get paid off with words. And so I spoke to those bills. I said, bills, I'm talking to you. In the name of Jesus, be paid off. Now, God then led me to sow some seed. And as I did that, supernaturally, within 1 year, every debt I had was gone. I'm telling you, folks, I was supernaturally in debt. People were calling the house, and we didn't have caller ID like you have today, but they were calling the house, and I'm telling you, I got those debts paid off. That was the biggest burden off of my shoulder, and I owe no man anything even today. That's been 30 years. No house note, no car note, nothing. Everything is paid cash. Why? Because I give, and it shall be given unto me. Well, I want you to do the same thing. I want you to know that as you do sow this seed into this ministry, that my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. As you prepare your seed, I'd like to pray over it right now. So just in mind, or keep it in the envelope, or hold it in your hand, whatever you do, just as a point of contact. Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. Thank you for the seed that are being sown into this ministry. Every person, Lord, that is sowing this seed, I pray that you measure it back to them 1,000 times more. Father, or whatever need they would have, I pray that that need is met. Lord, we thank you for it. We believe it's done. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, this is Bill Winston saying thank you very much. Thank you for helping us to get the gospel to the nations of the earth. We love you, and keep walking by faith.
Your faith is like your physical muscles. The more you exercise and train it, the stronger it becomes. The stronger you build and develop your faith, the more victories you will see in your life. Learn how to strengthen and develop your faith in Dr. Winston's dynamic series, Developing Strong Faith. To order your copy of this powerful message on CD or MP3, on DVD or MP4, contact us online at BillWinston.org. You can also call us at 1-800-711-9327. Order this powerful message, Developing Strong Faith, today. Doctors Bill and Veronica Winston are dedicated to seeing lives changed through the power of prayer. Our loving and highly trained prayer ministers are ready to pray and agree with you. We know that prayer can turn around any situation in your life. Contact us by phone at 1-877-543-9443 or submit your prayer request online at BillWinston.org/prayer. Follow us on Periscope and Facebook to join us for our regular live prayer sessions. We want to thank our partners who have made this Prayer Call Center possible. Together, we are transforming lives throughout the world. If you are not a partner, we encourage you to pray about joining us in partnership and be a part of the wonderful work that God is doing through this ministry. We love you and look forward to praying and partnering with you. The Believer's Walk of Faith is paid for by Bill Winston Ministries partners and viewers.